the shop was reopened by me to be this thing, Mahabooba. Yeah.
Mahabooba, so that was in early 70s?
It was
1969.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I was 12. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me, and he's the guy that did this sign.
Yeah.
Or at least he put the sign up.
It was the original opening, the grand opening
We had a banner, because we had 64 and 59, with a great big banner across the street, you know. I was working in London. I was working in the Royal College of Art at the time, and I had access to all of this incredible arts and crafts, you know. So the aim was to sell clothing and arts and craft, and I had been a bit inspired by a couple of shops that I used to go to in London. One was called Forbidden Fruit in Portobello Road, which is where I lived at the time, and another was Bieber in Kensington. And I imported quite a lot of clothes from India and Pakistan. I've even got a picture of one of them, but it's mirror work and kuchi work, embroidery and those sort of things. Mm. Also from the Royal College of Art, there was jewellery, hand-blown glass, sculptures and ceramics, all sorts of nice things that people would give me on a sale or return kind of basis, which was great. And a lot of them I really didn't want to sell, and I still have some of those items in the house, you know. The Cambridge Evening News, as it was called then, came, took pictures and so forth, and I was trying to invent something to say to them. And I said, oh, I could see this becoming, you know, like Portobello Road in the future, which, of course, had started as a few antique shops at the top of the road, you know. Mm. But it definitely became very fashionable. So that was the shop reopening.